Welcome to What's Happening in Skagit, a local podcast that spotlights artists, businesses, nonprofits in Skagit County. Learn more at inskagit.com or visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/inskagit. A local favorite band, Quinka, plays an eclectic mix of pop, rock, and folk with a progressive twist. Their ever-evolving sound is inspired by each band member's diverse influences, including soul, pop, classical, and folk. All of the band members grew up in Mount Vernon, and playing music in Skagit County is a special treat for them. We got our start here, and it is so much fun when we can do shows in Skagit. Miranda plays banjo, synthesizer, rhythm guitar, and percussion. Her musical roots include feminist 90s punk, Michael Jackson, and old Motown. Miranda's favorite part of being in the group is getting to positively influence people and promote social change. Jillian plays cello and percussion. She loves to travel and experience new cultures while on tour. The Celtic music she listened to as a child is her major musical influence. I have a bit of Irish blood in me and have always loved to play stringed instruments. It's really fun style to bring to the group that is primarily folk and rock. Zach plays lead guitar, drums, and harmonica. He cut his teeth on classical music and likes music from the 60s. Brothers Nathan and Zach share a passion for film and are able to express it in the music videos they produce for Quinka. Nathan plays ukulele and mandolin. He finds inspiration in all genres. Being on tour has expanded his musical influences. Every day I feel like I'm discovering a new artist. Being on the road is the biggest inspiration for me because I get to hear so many unique bands in our venues. Their previous names used rabbits as a symbol of the countryside they grew up in. Their new name, Quinka, comes from the Finnish word how, as in how are we ever going to find a band name that isn't taken, joked Miranda. We just love the way the word sounds. It's fun to say, and best of all, it isn't taken by another band. After coming off of their successful Heartland tour, Quinka got busy in the studio experimenting with new sounds, and the result is their vibrant new EP, Stay Up Late. All of the songs were written in one day when the band got together for rehearsal and ended up spending all of their time writing the songs that have been bouncing around in their head during the tour. Check out www.quinkatheband.com to find their upcoming shows. Go to yummyalert.com to get the inside scoop on the yummy dishes and drinks being served up in Skagit County. The macadamia nut halibut at La Connor Seafood is truly divine. This halibut is coated with a panko and macadamia nut crust, oven baked and topped with a lemon beurre blanc. Served with fresh seasonal vegetables and your choice of fries, house grains, a baked potato, caramelized shallot mashed potatoes, extra vegetables, or coleslaw. Stop by and give it a try. The Skagit Valley Food Co-op's 4% Friday Community Shopping Day is an easy way to help you give back to our community. On Friday, October 27th, 4% of their sales will go to Skagit Friendship House. This is a perfect time to do a little extra shopping.